Amen. So we are on the last word. Next week will be the last week of the series, the seven words of the last seven words of Jesus. It's not the last seven words of Jesus. Amen. Somebody came up and said, is it the last seven words of Jesus? That's six. But it's the last seven words that Jesus spoke. Amen. Hallelujah. I had many of people tell me, Pastor, that's not the last seven words. It's the last seven words that he spoke. Amen. Would anybody like to try to figure out without looking at your Bibles what the last word that Jesus spoke before he ascended? It is finished was last week. The last word. No, that was a command that he gave, but it was the last while he was on the cross. He did that after he was he gave that after the. Would anybody, Bible scholars? That was last week. So Luke 23:46, if anybody would like to get that, that's the only Luke 23:46. Who would like to get that? That's going to be the only verse that we're going to use this morning. Anybody? Luke 23:46. Isaac, go ahead and get it, Isaac. If we can. Luke 23:46.
And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last.
Amen. So here it is, Jesus, he spoke these words, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. This is the final word that Jesus uttered or spoke upon the cross. Not only does this word let you and I know how Jesus died, but it also gives us a great understanding of how he lived. One man wrote of a friend these words, he parted his life on Wednesday evening, dying as he lived. He lived without much trouble. See, what this man said about his friends is true of all mankind this morning. Man dies as they live. There is nothing in the act of passing away that makes a bad man good or a good man bad. Generally, we die as we lived. So it was with Jesus, folks. There's a story. This is not going to be a long Sunday school this morning. There's a story of a man who made himself famous in the restaurant business. He had restaurants across the whole country. At last he reached the end of his life here on earth, those nearest to him gathered around him to hear his last final words. When they bent over him to catch the last whisper, this is what he said. If you are a restaurant owner and you are here, what would be the last of your words that you would speak to somebody? Anybody guess? Huh? Anybody else? That was good. Anybody else? What would, if you are a famous, you are an entrepreneur, that means that, listen, you spent your whole life trying to build this business. Well, it is a restaurant business. What would be the very last word that you would probably say to somebody? Huh? That's good. That's good. Anybody else? There's no wrong answers, folks. I just want to get your mind thinking so that we can talk. Amen. Okay, I'll talk. Slice the ham thin. You're going to make money. See, he lived like he died. All he wanted was to build his business. The way he built his business is to give, to charge the most as possible, but give you and I still a good product, but give you and I the least amount possible so that you and I can say, there is abundance, but he said, slice the ham. In other words, give what you can, but don't give too much. See, there was nothing wicked about this last and final word. But what does it mean for you and I? It means that this man was passionate about what he was passionate about until the end of his life. There's another story of a man who called someone to see someone that was desperately ill. Though this man wasted his life like the prodigal son, when this man realized that his life was coming to an end, he called for a minister. And the minister offered this man Christ. This man made a decision to accept Jesus. And just like everyone else who called upon the name of the Lord, he was accepted. See, this man realized, folks, that his life was coming to an end. That's what Jesus came, and he knew. Listen to me. Jesus was fully God. We know that. But he was also fully man. Father, onto your hands I commit my spirit. There's some famous last words. Maybe you have some in your abundance of knowledge this morning. One man said, "I know you come to kill me. Shoot, you are the only only are going to kill one thing, and that is a man." Another man said, "Oh Lord, help me, Christ, help me, help me, stay with me. It is hell, amen, to be." It is a hell to be left alone. My wallpaper and I are fighting a duel to the death. One or the other has to go. I'm about to take my last voyage, a great leap in the dark. Listen to this one. I am abandoned by God and man. I shall go to hell, O Christ. Isn't it funny that we can put Christ and hell in the same sentence? Bring down the curtain. The farce is over. There's two more. Live in Christ, die in Christ, and the flesh need not fear death. I have offended God and mankind because my work did not reach the quality that it should have. And the last one, Napoleon Bonaparte. The last words that he spoke were, Josephine. See, we live our lives, or we live our last moment in life, folks, like we lived our whole life. What is, some of the things that you have heard about last words? Because this is the last word that Jesus spoke. He lived his life all the way onto the death. Anybody? You have some, I know, in your great knowledge this morning.
I do believe Julius Caesar said, et tu, Brute?
Translated into English?
You too, Brutus?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Amen. I need to translate it. I needed a translator. Sometimes you need a translator by some of the things that I say. Amen. It's like, what does that mean, Pastor? Anybody else? What are some of the last words that you know of? Because I wanted us to be active this morning. I know it's a little bit cold. I know the weather's changing, so I wanted your muscles to kind of like be moving around this morning. Even the muscles in your brain. Anybody? See, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. As this word, it summed up death, the death of Jesus, so it also, folks, summed up the life of Jesus. As his robe was woven into a one piece, so his life this morning, folks, was, one piece. There was no break, if we can say this morning, between his living and his going home. You know, I made mention last week or 2 weeks ago that, you know, as everybody was gathered around my wife's grandfather, he was 98 years old, and as he was there, listen, Mr. Mike, Miguel Gonzalez, everybody is around him. We're all talking, we're all saying, God, just give him a few more. God, heal his body. God, do a miracle in his life. And how many know that that's not wrong to do? There's nothing wrong with you praying for someone to be healed in the moments of death, when the person is near the end. Everybody's there, and he stops everybody and he says, I lived my life to the fullest. He's 98 years old. Lord, just take me home. In other words, the life that he lived was fulfilled to the very end, folks. Were we sad? Yes. But were we excited that this man, he lived his life? Listen to me. When Mr. Mike would have a little desk, he couldn't see good, but he could see the Word of God. Amen. He couldn't hear, My wife would call and she would be like, Grandpa! Grandpa! Can you hear me? I would be in the living room, and my wife would be screaming. I was like, who are you talking to? Talking to Grandpa. And then I would get on the phone. I'm not exaggerating. Grandpa, how are you doing? Grandpa, what are you up to? Oh, mijo. That's what he would say. Mijo, it was like when I spoke to him, I didn't have to. Listen, I got a loud voice to begin with. But when I yell, it just amplifies a whole lot more. But I would just sit there and I'd be like, Grandpa, how are you doing? Oh, mijo, I'm doing good. And I would see Grandpa, he would get out of his bed. He couldn't hardly walk. He couldn't hardly do much. There was not much that he can possibly do by himself. But what he can do is he could get out of his bed, get his walker, and just stand there, put his Bible on a chair, and he would be there reading the Word of God. He would be there consuming the Word of God. And he did that until the very end of his life. What a life long lived for Christ. That we can say, until the day that the Lord took me home, I lived my life to the very fullest for God. Amazing. That's what Jesus did, folks. Upon when he said, he was only 33, folks, so he's not somebody that we can say he was in his late years, the wonder years of his life. He was in the prime of his life. He would be a Gen Z right now. Amen? He would be a Gen Z. But he lived his life, folks, to the fullest. Because that's what he came to do. He died as he lived. He didn't come for the glory. He didn't come for the fame. He wasn't put on Times of Man of the Year. He simply came to do one thing. And when he offered himself with these very last words, he said, Father, unto your hands I commit my spirit. Anybody has any, before we close this morning, anybody has any input? And then next week will be the last and it'll be a little bit longer. I just wanted to...
I read about Voltaire, who was apparently given the credit for being the father of atheism, and he did say at in his dying breath, he'd been denying God all his life, but at the end he said, now I know there is a God.
Mm.
So,
isn't it amazing how things change? At the very end of our lives, when we are near, everything changes, doesn't it? You know, the scariest thing I heard, it came from a young lady. Maybe, I think she might have been... I'm not gonna guess your age, but she kind of looked about your age, Sarah. Right? Young. She said, I don't care if I go to hell. You better be careful what we say, because that's what we're gonna get. We better be careful. The words, hear Jesus. He spoke what he lived, folks. He spoke who he was. He didn't speak something that was contrary to what he said. Everything that he spoke, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He taught about forgiveness, right? So the words that he spoke at the very end, they complemented the life that Jesus showed you and I that he lived. And because of that, these last words that he spoke, what an amazing last words, Pastor. That here it is. He was an atheist his whole life. Now I believe in God. You know, there was a young man 3 weeks ago, I believe, that we had just finished praying, and I told the guys that were here, the people that were here, I said, let's go out there, and all we're going to do is just hold a sign. We'll hold the sign, as people are going by, it was around 7:30 in the evening, and we're there, and as soon as I picked up the sign, listen, within 3 to 5 minutes, as I picked up the sign, some young man, he's 18 years old, he comes, he parks, he gets out of his car, I approach him, and as I approached him, listen, 18 years old, folks, as I approached him, the very first thing he said is, I've been an atheist my whole life, but I need prayer right now. I need prayer right now. As the man that I am and the man that I've been for 26 years, I questioned. I said, what do you need prayer for? He said again, I haven't believed in God, but I need something right now. 18 years old, 4 days before, he had lost his son to the what is it called? Where you die in the crib, what's it called? SIDS. Sudden infant death syndrome. Here it is, a young man, 18 years old. That's my son's age right now. My son is older. He comes, it's like the faucet of his tears just opened up and he just couldn't stop crying, folks. Jesus didn't do that. It's not because he didn't, or the Bible doesn't allow or doesn't give us that input of whether he was doing it or not. But just like this man at 18 years old, as he comes and as he's there in the end of his life and he says, I need to do something. Father, unto you I commend my spirit. Jesus lived his life, or he died like he lived his life. He died in the fullest. Amen. Anybody else before we close? Anybody? Amen. Service at 11:00.